Let's go into God's word this morning. Hebrews chapter 12. And we'll read from verse 25 through verse 29. Hebrews 12, reading from 25 through verse 29. Hebrews chapter 12, I'll read from verse 25. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that have been shaken, as of things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. I would like us to read verse 27 together. Verse 27. Let's read verse 27 together. Two, please read. Now this, yet once more, indicates the removal of those things that have been shaken as of things that are made, so that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. May the Lord bless his words into our hearts in Jesus' name. This morning I'll be speaking on the subject shakeable and unshakable things. Let's say that together, please. Shakeable and unshakable things. All of us were very hopeful as year 2019 was going to an end, full of hope, full of faith, full of high expectations for year 2020. Little did people generally know that the year will start with a lot of problems. And on the last day of 2019, formally, the arrival of coronavirus, which was later named by the World Health Organization as COVID-19, was acknowledged. December 31, 2019. The world has witnessed a new virus. And in less than 80 days, it spread from a city, Wuhan, in China. And at the last count, as far as I know, it has reached 184 countries out of 195 countries on earth. Only in 11 countries yet to be reached. In 80 days, 30,000 people thereabout have been proved, confirmed positive. Many have not been tested, but those that have tested positive, about 300,000. Those who have died at the last count was almost 13,000. Countries have been locked down, by lockdown meaning no one to go out. Whole states have been locked down. The areas locked down in the United States of America, in population total, 75 million that could not go out. The entire population of Italy is 60 million. A total lockdown.
talking about the shakeable.
Don't forget, I said we're going to talk about shakeable things and unshakeable things. That passage says, now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that have been shaken as of things that are made, so that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Before now, especially in developed countries, excellent health facilities. You are sick, you have no problem. You move in and you'll be treated free of charge because there's health insurance. But in the last 80 days, the best medical facilities have been overwhelmed. They are made by hands. Overwhelmed. In New York, over the weekend, it was stated that they are going to run out of medical supplies in 1 week if the military does not step in to bring in medical supplies in emergency. Excellent, very efficient medical facilities and systems overwhelmed, shaking the shakeable things. Economies. Those who boast that they are the best economies in the world, they have no problem with money. The problem is how to spend it. Now, do you know that some people have money? They can't spend it. I've been speaking with our members all over the world, especially in the last few days. And I understand in some of our beloved brethren in the UK, old people above 70 were asked to come to shop at 7 to 8. Nobody else, if you are not 70, don't come between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. to shop in supermarkets and malls. And they got to the shop 6:30, met a queue of hundreds of people, old people. And then finally entered, some shelves were empty. Economies being shaken. Having money, not being able to spend it. So if you have been hoarding money, you have been keeping money, money is not edible. You can't eat it. So God is shaking everything that has been made, including economies. On Friday, the Central Bank of Nigeria formally and officially devalued the naira. It's now officially exchanging at 380 naira to $1. It used to be 360. Not only are health facilities shaken, economies are shaken. Religions are failing. Those who are relying on idols made by hands, serving human beings, living or dead, that were made by God. This time last week, we saw in the news that the Pope walked through empty Rome, came down from Vatican, the seat of the Catholic Church, and went to two locations in Rome, the Basilica of Santa Maria, to pray. Also, the St. Marcello Church, where he went to pray with the crucifix that was reputed to have been used in the plague that plagued Rome in the year 1522. I watched the Pope sitting down in the church praying before the shrine of somebody who died in 1522. Many of us, under the guise of religion, are serving idols. Times like this, idols will fail. Religions will fail. Everything which is the idea of man concocted from the heart of man will fail. Medical facilities failing, economies failing, religions failing. On a lighter note, up till recently, many people from Africa were rushing to go to Europe. Is that not so? Many are perishing in the sea. And the Europeans are sending them back. Don't come to our country. Is that not so? Today, Europeans and Americans wanting to come to Nigeria are being sent back. Don't come and infect us with coronavirus. Reverse immigration. We were going there, they were sending us back. Now, okay, hello. Are we here this morning? If somebody comes in now and says he has just arrived from Italy, will you stay? So they have been shut out. Developed countries wanting to come to Africa say, no, please don't come and infect us under developed countries or undeveloped countries. You have your own problem. Please don't come and give us your problem. Shaking everything that is shakeable. Everything that was made with hands, the Bible says, shall be removed. All this is causing distress of nations and perplexity, like we read in Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 26. Luke 21, verses 25 to 26. And on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and waves roaring. Verse 26. Men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things that are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. All this is bringing perplexity. Is bringing distress to nations. We have never seen this before. We are so confident. It's Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 26. Luke 21, verses 25 to 26. That was my message the first Sunday of March. So, what that means is that what man has placed confidence on is being shaken. Our trust in health facilities, our trust in economies and finance, our trust in idols. I was told, I don't know if it is true, that unfortunately the American who died earlier last week in Ekiti State, I was told, was brought by his caregiver to try alternative medicine. Came all the way to try alternative medicine and died here. And the driver that has been carrying them along is testing positive. May the Lord have mercy on him. May he recover fully. May the caregiver who has been set to test negative, may she not be positive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Distress of nations and perplexity. And in all of this, God will not permit all of this just for fun. God has a motive. God has an objective. We are concentrating on this text. Verse 25, Hebrews, our main text now. Verse 25, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. What the Lord is doing is to ensure that people do not escape from him who is speaking from heaven, who is God. God has permitted all of this so that men can come back to him. Like we read in Haggai, the book of prophet Haggai, chapter 2, verse 6. And verse 7, Haggai chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 7, he says, for thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. I will read again. Haggai is before Zechariah, before Malachi, the third book before the end of Old Testament. Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. I will read again. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, and it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, I will shake the sea and dry land, I will shake all nations so that people can come to the desire of all nations. And you will see in your Bible that the desire of all nations are written in capital. Jesus Christ is the desire of all nations. The whole world is being shaken so that people can now come to the desire of all nations. And as a little aside, are we still here this morning? Are we still here in our different cells and at home? We have had some effect of the ongoing pandemic, COVID-19. I can imagine that the most popular one word in all over the world now is coronavirus. But there's some good side effects. One is that it is directing us to the right type of church to run. In other words, giving us the pattern of Jesus' church. I'm sure you know, especially in Nigeria and many parts of the world, what is fashionable, what is popular, is large congregations, isn't it? And the larger my church, the more successful I am as a pastor. The bigger my auditorium, the more my fame as a pastor. That is not the New Testament church. Building is not the church. Hello? Pastor is not the head of the church. It's not Jesus who died for the church. The church is you. The church is you. The church is me. As many as whose names are named by the Lord, as many as whose names are in the book of life, we are the church. Anywhere we gather, the church is gathering. So in yourselves, in the homes where you are gathering together, the Bible says, we should not forsake the assembly together of one another. Hebrews 10:25. Where you are gathering is the church. Before now, we all come to this location every Sunday. This is not the church. It is the church coming to worship here. Now the church is worshiping in dozens of locations in Ibadan today. Church here in Agodi Center of New Covenant Church. So God is forcing us to come back to the true type of church, the New Testament pattern. The Bible says in Acts of the Apostles, and the disciples met in the temple and broke bread from house to house. The church is not supposed to be building centric. So it's supposed to be relationship between us and relationship from us to our risen Savior. That is the church. If we have a nice building, blessed be the name of the Lord. If you have a good pastor, blessed be the name of the Lord. But we should not lose focus on the right type of church. Two, what has been happening is giving us time for our families. Women, put your hands together. Are your husbands not more at home now? And so many husbands and wives who are not used to being together are fighting and quarreling. Why did you put the shoe there? Why did you? I want to watch this television channel. Because the husband is never at home. Now he's forced to be at home. No more clubbing. Outing restricted. Stay with your loved ones. You find out that when all is settled, our loved ones are our family members. This is giving attention more to our family members. And thirdly, it's giving us more time for God. It's showing the correct type of church. One, two, giving us time for families and loved ones. And three, giving us time for God. Of course, if you can't go to work. Of course, if you can't go to the club. Of course, if you can't attend that wedding that you will have traveled 1,000 kilometers to go and spend 3 days out of home, that social function or conference, you will be at home. And so, expectedly, we have more time for God. Time to introspect. what is happening right now. Nobody envisaged this, apart from a few prophets. Nobody envisaged this 3 months ago. Lord, what is happening? It's time to pray. It's time to repent of our sins, individually, as families. Many husbands should repent for not having enough time for the wives, for the children. Many mothers should repent of not having enough time for their husbands, for their children. Not having enough time for loved ones. Concentrating on the major, ignoring the major. Time to introspect, take stock. See how we have been inefficient in spending our time. And repent. And also, prepare to meet the Lord. In the last 1 week, please look up, those of you who are here, and please watch me, those of you who are watching from your homes, from the cell venues. In the last 1 week, virtually every day when I'm before the Lord, because I get to hear news, as we were holding a meeting here last night, I had very unpleasant news from our church in India. I get news from Canada, from all over. So I, by God's grace and the privilege I have, I get to know what is happening all over. And so when I'm before the Lord praying, I said, Lord, what is happening? And do you know the conclusion I come to? Lord, if you are coming, I'm ready. Maranatha. Because that's the worst case scenario. All this perplexity, all this distress, the worst case is that the world will come to an end, isn't it? And so I just look at myself. If the world comes to an end now, are you ready? I've been serving the Lord to God's glory for 35 years. And so, all the 35 years of fasting and praying, trying to read the Bible, know God's will, and do God's will, am I going to end in hell? For 35 years of seeking the Lord, I look at myself. And I said, Lord, thank you. I do not have any unconfessed sin. If you come now, if the whole world will come to an end today, dear Lord Jesus, I am ready. And I pray, let my wife be ready. Let my members of my family be ready. Let members of the church be ready. In other words, what am I saying? When things like this happen, going to our original text, God is shaking those things that can be shaken. That is, those things that are made by man. God is removing those things so that the things that cannot be shaken may remain. Remove shakable things, remain unshakable things. And what is the unshakable things? Don't forget, our topic is shakable and unshakable things. Can we say that together, please? Shakable and unshakable things. We have seen examples of shakable things. Shakable things are things we put our trust in. I think my bank account will reach this for the next 2 years, no problem. Money for my children's school fees. Now I've paid my mortgage. I have a good job. I earn this every month, so I have no problem. Everybody may be complaining. I have no problem. Our trust is in our jobs. Our trust is in our employers. Our trust is in our certificates. Our trust is in our skills and wisdom. Our trust is in our possessions. All these are shakable things when the chips are down. What is unshakable is the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 28 of our main text of Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom, can you complete it? Which cannot be shaken. Verse 28. Hebrews 12, 28. Let's read together. Therefore, Thank you. I will read again Hebrews 12, 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. It is only God's kingdom that cannot be shaken. It is only Jesus Christ that cannot be shaken. Everything that man puts confidence on is shakable. It will not stand when the shaking comes like we are seeing. The only thing that will remain is Jesus Christ. And your love and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why he says, therefore, let us have grace that we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Jesus cannot be shaken. His kingdom cannot be shaken. His kingdom remains forevermore. And it is those of us who are the branch attached to the branch that is Jesus Christ. It is our connection, relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that makes us unshakable. Every other thing will be shaken and they will be removed. But it is faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have it, relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, being a branch attached to the vine, that is the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that is what cannot be shaken. So are you here and you are just playing church? Or you are watching me online? You just bear Christian names. You don't have an ongoing relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything you know, everything you have, all the things that you trust in will be shaken. It is only Jesus Christ and his kingdom that is unshakable. He says, therefore, let us receive grace to serve him in an acceptable manner. Many serve God with their own idea. I'll give money to the, give alms to the poor. I'll help the needy. Very, very good. But that is not sufficient. You must have confessed Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord. You must be in touch with him and obey him at all times what he tells you to do, not what the world is doing. He must not only be your Savior, he must be your Lord. That is how to serve God acceptably. It is not according to what I want, it is according to what he wants. And we serve him with godly fear and with reverence.